In 2006, scientists discovered that plants produce significant amounts of the greenhouse gas, methane. The research caused quite a stir, and it led to a rethink about the role of plants and forests in global warming. One of the questions that needed answering is how plants emit methane, and so a research group at the University of Edinburgh set up the aptly named Methane Project. Planet Earth podcast presenter Sue Nelson met with Andy McLeod at the University School of Geosciences to find out more.
The Methane Project is to investigate the mechanisms by which plant leaves can emit the greenhouse gas methane.
So how do you go about doing that? Because I don't see many plants here in your laboratory.
Well, there are no plants here now, but what we do is enclose the plant leaves inside chambers, and these chambers are specially constructed to transmit ultraviolet radiation, which you find in sunlight, and we use the chambers to determine what gases are emitted, and that includes methane.
So although scientists know that this process is happening, you know that methane is being produced by plants, albeit relatively recently, we still don't know how this methane is produced, and this is where your labs come in.
Yeah, the purpose of the project was to investigate the role that ultraviolet radiation may play in causing this methane emission. And it would seem that the ultraviolet radiation, when it impacts organic molecules within the leaf, can result in the release of methane into the atmosphere.
Right, well, let's go through sort of how you actually go about doing that. We've got two labs, small labs off a corridor, side by side. Let's start with the quieter one inside. What goes on in here?
In this lab, we have a very powerful xenon arc lamp, which can produce very high levels of visible and ultraviolet radiation.
That's just this little sort of black box here. Produce a huge blinding sort of white bit of light, I'm assuming.
Yes, absolutely. We have to wear eye protection when we're using this. And we filter out the infrared radiation, which would heat up the leaves of the plants. We then filter out particular wavelengths of ultraviolet so that we can determine which wavelengths of ultraviolet are producing the effects we observe.
Do you use any types of plant in particular, or is that irrelevant?
The purpose of the project was to evaluate a range of plant types to determine whether particular plant types produce more methane on UV radiation compared to others. Our partners in the project are the Royal Botanic Gardens in Edinburgh, where they have a large range of plant types in their collection, which are made available to us for this investigation.
Right, well, let's go to the next lab, which is a little bit noisier. Here we go. There's a big fan whirring at the end. We've got a bench with what looked like sort of kitchen fluorescent tubes of lighting above it, almost like a sort of sunbed, but with all sort of wiring and copper tubing and syringes beneath. Not the sort of sunbed you'd want to actually lay on.
No, it is in fact very like a sunbed, but the tubes used in this system produce very high levels of ultraviolet B radiation, which would actually give us a suntan far too quickly and be quite dangerous.
So you irradiate effectively the plants, and then you simply attach some sort of a piece of equipment to the plant in order to measure the methane. We must be talking about very small amounts of methane here.
Yes, one of the problems is measuring the very small amounts of methane produced, and we do this in two different ways. When we have a closed chamber where there's no air flowing through it, we can transfer gas samples in a syringe to the gas chromatograph on the other side of the lab where the concentrations are measured. We also have a monitor beneath the system here, which gives us continuous measurements of methane if the gas is flowing through the chamber.
And what stage are you at the moment in terms of your project?
This is the final stages of the project, where we're completing some of our measurements and we're analysing some of the chemical constituents of the leaves to see how they may be involved in the process.
And at the end of it, what do you hope to gain? Obviously, you want more of an insight into how the process works. Do you think you're at that stage of getting it? Do you know how this process works now?
We're fairly confident that ultraviolet radiation does result in the production of methane and some other trace gases from plant leaves. In terms of quantifying how much that is, it seems that it is still a very small amount, making quite a small contribution to global emissions of methane into the atmosphere.
So there are still other areas to be discovered in terms of how methane is produced by plants.
There may indeed be other mechanisms, and there are reports in the literature that physical damage causes the emission of methane from plant leaves, and also other environmental stresses like high temperature.
Andy McLeod from the University of Edinburgh on the methane project. There's a longer version of that interview on the Planet Earth podcast, which you can find on our website or via Planet Earth online. Incidentally, the same technique was also used by planetary scientists in meteorites recently. It allowed them to discover that meteorites bombarding the surface of Mars contain enough carbon to generate methane when exposed to sunlight. And that solved the problem of why methane's been detected on Mars too.